In 2009, the Oneida Tribe bought a bankrupt golf course in the village of Hobart. But in order to get a liquor license to operate it, Hobart village officials demanded that the tribe pay off stormwater management fees the village claimed was owed on a different piece of tribal trust land. Later that year, Senator Dave Hansen inserted language in the state budget granting the tribe a liquor license from the state. Oneida tribal attorney Becky Webster says the tribe needed to sidestep the village's demands to get the golf course up and running. She says the stormwater fee dispute is still tied up in federal court.
The village is trying to claim that even if a court, for some reason, decided that we didn't owe the stormwater charges, that they could come back and say, Oneida Tribe, you still better pay us or we're not giving you a liquor license.
But now the village of Hobart is backing a bill to repeal the tribe's liquor license, calling it an unfair state power grab that was written to single out one tribe and treat it differently from any other tribe or municipality. Elaine Willman is the tribal affairs coordinator for the village.
We think that the state of Wisconsin should treat all municipalities the same and should treat all Indian tribes the same. And there's 11 of them, that 10 don't qualify under the existing bill. That's not treating tribes the same. That's not treating municipalities the same.
Willman says the village wants to retain its role in regulating tribal enterprises because they fear the tribe may try to put the golf course into federal trust and open a new casino. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.